Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome.
Here's the Sandman.
Over Sandman.
Last Tuesday was a decent day for the market, but we just finished the worst start to the first half of the year since 1970. That's right, it's been 52 years. So before the market goes down again, how can you de-risk your investment account and help protect them from another market downturn? Good morning. This is Protect Your Assets, and I'm David Hollander. We have a lot to talk about today. How are you doing? If you're feeling a bit nervous, unsettled, well, then that's good, because you should. This is about as volatile as we've seen in a while. I mean, it certainly can go down more, but that shouldn't matter to you if you're protected. Why, this week I had several people call and say that their neighbors, you know, the ones who've been walking around like a peacock for a while, telling you that everything was great. They made 30% last year. What'd your guy do? You know the ones. Well, what are they saying now? You see, it's not about return. It's about income in retirement. And if you've built yourself a Sherman tank when it comes to income, well, the kind of volatility we've seen so far this year is just noise that you'll have to deal with as sure as the sun will continue to rise this morning. So what can you do right now to protect yourself? Are you able to recover this late in the game? Or will inflation rob you of years of your retirement? Well, the good news for you today is I'm going to share with you some things you can do right now to play defense when it comes to your investments in these volatile times. If this year has rattled you at all, then you can't afford to miss this show. So stick around. Now, let's get started. So Tuesday, The market had a pretty good day for the week. We finished off on the Dow up 3%, S&P 500 up 4.3%. NASDAQ was up 4.7%, still off over 20% for the year, so technically in a bear market. 10-year Treasury, this is what I'm going to talk about a little bit more, was down. It was at 2.66% on the yield. And year-to-date, we're now positive on the Treasury, 10-year up 1.1%. Oil still up 30.4%, but off from the highs. Remember, we were up around 42-43% not too long ago, so it's pulled back a little bit. And bonds still down about 7.9%, but again, has improved slightly, because you may remember, gosh, a few weeks ago, about a month ago, we were off almost 11% on the bond market. So that's turned around a little bit. Some good news. And why is this? Why did markets rally to multi-week highs on the hope that inflation would peak soon, hopefully in August? And that in turn will lead the Fed potentially to get less hawkish sooner than previously expected. There was nothing in Wednesday's statement, apologize, when he actually spoke, Chairman Powell spoke on Wednesday, and the question and answer to dash the hopes that he's going to continue, or they're going to continue to raise rates. So there was really no reason for stocks to reverse the gains of the past few weeks, and they didn't, because they had already priced this in. On the other hand, there was nothing in the statement or the press conference to validate the idea that inflation is peaking in the near term, and that it could lead to the Fed getting less hawkish sooner than later. So I'm a little skeptical of the acceleration we saw at the end of this last week, but why don't we take a look at his statement specifically? So the Powell press conference and the rally, it was driven by the statement by Powell that at some point in the future, the Fed would reduce the amount of rate increases. Now, as you know, they raised interest rates 75 basis points to around 2.25 to 250 as you look at the numbers. That was expected. But beyond the immediate reaction, which was the market moving higher, the Fed decision had two important and concrete takeaways for the markets. First, August 10th, put that on your calendar. We're going to get what's called the CPI, Consumer Price Index Report, And that, I'm going to say, is very, very important. And the second thing we took away from the statement was the jobs report is now center stage. So starting with the CPI, markets have priced in a peak in the year-over-year headline CPI this August. And if that peak doesn't come to reality, then this market, I think, is vulnerable to a pullback that could be, say, 10%. Now, regarding the jobs report, the Fed made it clear that they're basically said a strong labor market is offsetting the potentially slowing economy. And that matters because what they're saying is that as long as the labor market remains this tight, they can't get less hawkish, even if economic data starts to roll over from here. So that makes the August 5th jobs report more important than it previously was, because if the labor market begins to soften, then it will slightly open the door to the Fed becoming less aggressive, and that increases the chances that the Fed would ultimately achieve what they're after so diligently, which is a soft landing, which is pretty tough. So if the Fed gets less hawkish, what are we looking for? Well, unemployment getting higher. So right now, as you know, it's below 4%. So the takeaway is, from what we've seen this past week, this came in from some different things that we look at. One is consumer spending right now is slowing down. It's losing momentum. The bright spot, though, last week, which didn't catapult the market further lower, was business spending, and investments in business remain pretty strong. And that's important because it's going to help minimize the pain from any material economic slowdown that we see. And as longer-term listeners know, we generally ignore the headline reading of the durable goods, as it's often skewed more towards airplane orders. And so I look at what's called new orders for non-defense capital goods, ex-aircraft, or NDCGXA, which gives us the best, I'll call it, pure look at business spending and investment. And that number not only saw gains in June, but also beat expectations, rising 0.5% versus the estimates of 0.2%. So that index has been consistently solid all year long. And again, that's important because economic growth comes from three sources. First, government spending, consumer spending, and business spending. And for a material, not just a slowdown, but for a material economic contraction or recession to occur, all three of those have to be declining. And so if business can hold on, which right now it's the only one that is, that increases the chances that the slowdown that we're in right now is going to be modest, and that would be an overall positive for stocks longer term. So going forward, the impact of these rate hikes are going to become a big headwind on the economy. So we'll have to keep watching the business index closely for signs that business spending is starting to slow down, because that would be an incremental economic negative and increase the chances of a bigger recession. Now, the three key takeaways that I walked away from this week was that the U.S. economy is slowing, and this is evidenced by the GDP data, the Fed commentary, and the earnings results that we've seen. Second, the Fed may now start to hike rates at a much more gradual pace. And third, markets did a lot of work to the downside ahead of the slowing economic conditions and earnings data. And that's why this week it wasn't too bad when they raised rates 75 basis points. Now, let's talk a little bit about the GDP growth, because technically, like I've been saying for a while, and this is the first time it's actually been published, but technically I've been calling a recession, that we've been in a recession. I think I've been saying this for over a month now. And this was the first week I heard in any sort of press that technically the U.S. has hit a recession. So the GDP reading came in at 0.9% quarter over quarter annualized, below the consensus estimate of 0.8 positive reading. So this was the second quarter in a row of a negative GDP reading in the U.S., which is largely considered a technical definition of a recession. If we compare that with the first quarter, the second quarter figure clearly showed signs of slowing. Consumption slowed to a pace of 1%, down from 1.8, and residential investment, which we all feel right now, fell sharply, down 14% compared with a gain of 0.4% growth in the first quarter. Second, the earnings from the S&P 500s have softened. Overall, we're now about halfway through earnings season, with 55% of the S&P 500 companies having reported already. Of these, 72% have reported an upside surprise to earnings, and estimates for the full year forecast continue to remain pretty resilient, calling for about a 9% growth year over year. But nonetheless, similar to the GDP report, earnings for last quarter may not yet reflect the impact of the higher interest rates ahead by the Federal Reserve. So I expect forecasts to continue to be revised lower, especially for 2023, because we're already starting to see estimates for next year's earnings move lower, now down close to 8.4% year over year from just about 10% expected at the end of last quarter. So we're already starting to see that settling happening. So what does it mean for you and your money? Well, first of all, on the S&P 500, we got pretty close to the 4,100 price target I called last week. That just happened. So the resistance level right now is 4,018. And if we can hold above that for, say, a week or so, 4,147 and then 4,286 would be the next on the upside. What about the downside? Well, the next support level is 3,903. So if we go through 3,903, we're looking at 3,818. If we drop below 3,818, you're looking at 3,728. Right now, neutral on stocks hasn't changed since last week. We're still equally balanced between growth and value, 50-50. And next week, we're going to be taking a look at the earnings release, the unemployment number, of course, on Thursday. That's going to be super important, as I was just talking about, because that's what the Fed is focused on. So when I come back, now that we're fully in a recession, what are you going to do about it now that you're retired or nearing retirement? Find out. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, "Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast." Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. So the stock market has had the worst first half of the year since 1970, and now it's officially published out there that we are in a recession. And so people are concerned about inflation and how inflation is going to erode their retirement and their portfolio as it continues to drag on. So are you worried at all about the market volatility? Last week was pretty good, but it's easily possible for it to slip back again. And is your account, is your portfolio ready to deal with that? Well, if you are, then today's show is just for you as I walk you through how to play defense when it comes to your retirement portfolio. So what just happened this past week? Well, the Fed, as you know, spoke on Wednesday. Chairman Powell spoke and signaled that rate hikes are underway, but they may be slowing down if employment starts to cool down. And they raised interest rates 75 basis points, which traditionally would cause the market to react pretty negatively, but it had a pretty strong day. So the question was, well, why is that happening? And how much farther can it go? I think pretty much we've reached the close to the top of what we're going to see in the market in the near term. And I think we got some more downward pressure if certain things happen. And that's because consumer spending has slowed down, government spending slowing down. And the question is right now, how serious is this recession going to be? Is it going to be the kind like I usually equate recessions to heart attacks. They're very similar in that it could be a major one or it could be a minor one. And so let's talk about what a recession is. A recession is a contraction of a market for two consecutive quarters, and we just saw that. So that's out there. And so now the question is, will this bear market that we're in right now, will it decline for the S&P greater than it has so far. So remember, the average market decline in a bear market for the S&P since 1929 has been 39.9%. That's right, 39.9 is the average. Now, we just saw recently down about 24% on the S&P 500. Of course, it came back a little bit this past week. But the question is, if it's average, if this is an average bear market with a recession that we're in, how long will it last and how far could it go down? It's impossible, as we know, to predict that, where the market's going to go next week or the week after that. But there are things you can do right now to protect your assets. After all, that is the name of this show. And so why don't we talk about how you might be able to do that? Well, the first thing you can do is you need to focus on your risk. Now, what do I mean by that? Traditionally, I remember 20 years ago when we would open up an account, we would say, are you conservative? Are you moderate? Are you aggressive? And we would check a box. Well, now it's much different. Now we can actually assess a number to you specifically, just like your mattress. So you may have one of those dial mattress at home where, you know, you're like a 15 and she's like a 70. You know what I mean? Or maybe you like it cooler and she likes it warmer. I mean, these are the kind of things that you can now dial in to your money. Believe it or not, you can make it feel like you want it to feel. And so one of the things that you can control in your portfolio is the level of risk that you have in your investment accounts. Now, I know that may sound a little funny, but it is possible with the tool we have in our office. So when someone is about to retire, they're typically jumping off into the great unknown. The paychecks are going to go away and they're living off their nest egg, usually their 401k and savings and maybe some rental properties that they've built up over the years. So it's important at quarterly, or I think even biannually, to assess the ability of someone to withstand a sharp market downturn. Markets have come up a little bit this past week from the bottoms we saw this year, but is this over? If this is average, if this is an average recession, average bear market, we know there's more to go. And that could be dangerous. So the point of our portfolio MRI, so what we call it, the portfolio MRI, is to make sure that a worst case market scenario won't sink your boat when you're retired. It's like a stress test. And a stress test, as you know, could reveal that you need to set up some new parameters in your account to reduce the risk in the event of a significant downward market that is prolonged. So when we have uncertain times like we're in, it can be easy to make knee-jerk reactions or decisions and forget about the long term, particularly if you don't know what could happen. And that's usually the case when you're just, again, checking boxes and assuming that your account matches your overall wishes and desires. And will it perform? In other words, will it perform over the long haul during your lifetime to be able to generate income? Or will you find yourself in a situation where you're liquidating positions in a bad market because you need it to live off of, and then you lose all chance of it coming back later? So think about it this way. If you knew right now with a 95% probability of what could happen to your portfolio in the next 6 months, if the S&P 500 decided to drop, say, another 20%, would that change your investment allocation if you could still retire and live the way you wanted to if that happened? So if you knew that answer, might you do something different? And that's what the portfolio MRI does. It's a tool in our office that takes a snapshot of your portfolio. You literally give us the positions you have, the amount of shares, etc. We enter it into our system. Some people have a lot of them. So it takes a couple hours usually. And that then spits a number back to you. It'll say, hey, you're running right now at an 85. Now, the top speed limit or the top level is 100. That's the riskiest. And the lowest is a 0. You may feel more like a 52. But let's say your portfolio is running at an 85. And when you see what an 85 could do, say in a prolonged bear market or a deep recession, like we experienced back in 2008, you know, if you're going to lose 53% of your account, you might say, well, I don't want to lose 53%. I'm okay with maybe losing 12 to 18% if everybody else is down 50, but I don't want to lose 50, especially now. Well, you can dial that in. You can dial that in using this particular tool to figure out what feels right for you. And so if you haven't taken the Riskalyze portfolio MRI test yet, then right now should be a wake-up call to you that this is a good time to do it. Because if you don't know, and there is more pain to come because the bear market decides to grind out or to get back to average, which again is over 30% down, which is a ways from where we are now, but still not that far away, then could you withstand that pain? Would you have to work longer? Might you have to go back to work? These are all things that have happened to folks in the past. And of course, we don't want that to happen to you. So if you want to find out what sort of risk level is embedded in your portfolio right now, what your score is, then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. We have folks here in my office ready to talk to you. And what we can do is we can perform for you your very own portfolio MRI right now. In order to do that, I need you to pick up the phone right now and dial this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT, 866-776-8328 to get your portfolio MRI'd right now. And this is at no cost. Now you can finally find out what could happen to your account in the next 6 months with a 95% probability, and it only works by calling us right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, and as long as you do it right now, this will not cost you a nickel. You heard me, no charge, but you have to take action and take it now. 866-PROTECT to protect your money. Call right now. Coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say by earning lower returns, you're only hurting yourself. Is that true? Find out how playing defense becomes the best offense in these tumultuous times. And what are some other defensive moves you should be making right now to save what you've worked so hard for? Remember, it always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Well, the stock market has suffered the worst start since 1970, and while this week offered some relief, what lies ahead when you look at the average bear market being down over 30%? The question is, will the recession we're in right now be a mini one, or will it be a long, drawn-out, painful event that will cause your portfolio to drop even more? So say if you missed any of our last segment or my market segment at the top of the hour, then go ahead and open up your Spotify app and type in Protect Your Assets to get the podcast or the podcast that's devoted strictly to the market segment. You'll see there's two different ones now, one of the show and one of the actual market segment. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All I know is that I don't know.
So here's one that they say. They say that if you try to set up your retirement accounts to be more protected, say from a market crash, then your returns are going to be lower. So which is worse, lower returns or stock market losses? Well, that's the age-old belief that if you make your portfolio more conservative, then you lower your chances of earning decent returns. But that's just not what the math shows. Let me explain. If you lost, say, 50% of your money in a bear market, how much would you need to make it back to even? Did you say 50%? Well, if you did, then you're in good company. When I ask this question to most, that's usually the answer I receive. It's also the wrong answer. Let's do the math. If you had $1 million saved for retirement and you lost 50% of that, you would have $500,000. Ouch, I know. If you made 50% on that $500,000, you'd make $250,000, which would bring your total up to $750,000, not $1 million. In fact, you'd need to make 100% to get back to your million or back to even. And if you did not need to make 100% to get back to even, how long would that take you? Well, at 2% per year, it would take you 35 years to recover. If you made 6% per year, you would need 12 years to get back to even. And even if you made 10% per year, it would still take you 7 years to recover your money. And what are the odds you'd make 10% every year for the next 7 years? That's right, not very good. So what can you do? Well, there is a way to play defense with some of your portfolio while at the same time make money if markets turn around and go positive. Now, there's an article out there. It's by Professor Roger Ibbotson. It's called Fixed Annuities Beat Bonds. Now, according to Professor Ibbotson, fixed annuities, and again, there's different types of annuities, but they can do a better job of de-risking a portfolio for older investors than bonds can. According to this research, Ibbotson said, uncapped fixed indexed annuities help control equity market risk, mitigate longevity risk, and have the potential to outperform bonds in the near future. I quote, "What financial advisors should acknowledge is the immense impact that shifting market conditions, longer life expectancies, and uncertainty surrounding the future of Social Security have made on our U.S. economy," end quote, said Ibbotson. Quote, "In recent years, we recognize the potential of these conditions to result in a perfect storm where investors may be left with insufficient funds to carry them through retirement," again, end quote. Ibbotson's latest research suggests that bond returns in today's historically low interest rate environment may be insufficient in meeting the anticipated retirement needs of U.S. investors, potentially placing many at risk of outliving their retirement savings. So according to Professor Ibbotson, conventional wisdom has most investors de-risking their portfolios by allocating much more of their portfolio to bonds as they get close to retirement. But Ibbotson said he took into consideration the historical volatility, interest rates, and dividend rates and found that uncapped fixed indexed annuities would have outperformed bonds on an annualized basis for, get this, the past 90 years. So what is an FIA or a fixed indexed annuity, and what's he talking about? Well, the fixed indexed annuity is a product usually offered by an insurance company, and it offers market-based growth potential while at the same time the insurance company stands behind your principal. So it's sort of like a cake and eat it too product, and it can be a great halfway alternative to either the bonds or the stocks if you just don't know, you know, what you should do. And again, this is appropriate for part of your portfolio. I don't recommend this, of course, for all of your portfolio, certainly not. But this type of deferred fixed annuity offers a share of the gains in the form of interest that's credited based on how an index that you choose may perform. In exchange for the principal protection or the guarantees that are provided by that particular insurance company, when markets go down, you don't lose the money that you have in there. When markets go up, say like the Dow Jones or the S&P 500, you get a percentage or a piece of that upside. But if the next year the market is negative, say in that S&P 500 index that you're linked to, then you'll just get a zero. You wouldn't make anything. You wouldn't lose anything. But and that's the point, not losing the principal. So experts expect the product to produce long-term returns that exceed that of bonds or fixed-rate annuities, but of course follow equities, because equities, stocks, or the index themselves have the unlimited upside potential. And that's really the difference here, is that these sort of things usually have some kind of a cap or a spread. So that's important to understand. So a cap, let's walk through that. Let's say that you have a 8% cap on a particular S&P 500 strategy in a FIA. What that means is if the S&P 500 during your contract year went up, say, 20%, then you're going to keep 8%, and the insurance company would keep the difference, or the 12%. That's what a cap means. What if there's a spread? Let's say there's a 3% spread. Well, what that means is if the S&P 500, say, went up 10%, then the insurance company would keep 3% as the spread, and you would keep 7. So in years where, say, you made 2% or 3%, if the spread was 3%, you're going to get a zero. You're not going to ever have a negative, but you're not going to make anything either. So that's why, you know, you need to get some returns in these things to make them actually work well. But as Professor Ibbotson points out, the protecting the downside is extremely important. Now, he also talks about the guaranteed lifetime income options. These are your options or withdrawal benefit riders that you can match to, say, you and your spouse's lifetime, usually for an additional fee, that these sort of FIAs can provide as well. And remember, it's super important to look at the insurance company, because these protections, these guarantees, are backed by that particular company issuing these contracts. Now, currently, just looking at some rates out there right now, we have 3, 5, 7, and 10-year term types of FIAs that are out there right now. There's some that have no caps. There's some I see on the S&P 500, which I like. I think the 5-year right now with an 8% cap is a pretty appealing item, meaning you basically buy it for a 5-year term. You can make up to 8% per year with zero downside risk, and allocate some of your, to call it your safe money, to that particular segment to try and capture some of that return. If, and of course, when, it's a matter of when, I'm not gonna say if, of course the markets will eventually rise again. But when? That's the question, because right now we are in a recession. Right now, you know, the consumers are starting to slow down their spending, the government's slowing down their spending, business is still spending a little bit, but you know, the Fed's gonna keep raising interest rates, and it's just a question of how long will this recession drag on. So today we're talking about how to play defense with your retirement portfolio. And that reminds me of many of the calls that I've been shielding lately. You see, people right now are concerned with how their portfolios are going to keep up with this inflation that's out there, because they know they're going to retire, or they're in retirement, and they see inflation is so high and everything's so expensive right now, and they don't know how they're going to do it. So this past week, we reviewed many of our clients' written, and these are all online, written retirement income plans, their retirement plans, to show them how this particular market volatility affected them right now, when all they have is their retirement accounts to live on. And they typically felt better after they saw where different pockets of money were going to pay for different things, and how they wouldn't have to sell things right now when things are down. So I am more than happy to take calls and review with you your plan, or if you don't have a plan, then having a retirement review could help you create a plan, a written plan that you can look at anytime you want, that will be designed to maximize your retirement income and avoid selling things that maybe you don't really need or want to sell right now. This includes looking at your Social Security, how you would claim that, how you would withdraw that, particularly if you're a married couple. And this takes one simple phone call right now to get all this started. So if you give us a call right now to find out how we can show you the next step to a safe and secure retirement, we'll be more than willing to take that call at no charge. But give us a call right now. 866-PROTECT is the number. Again, to just get a checkup, second opinion, 866-PROTECT. Remember, we have really good coffee, free parking. We're right here in the Bay Area. Do yourself a favor. Stop worrying about the markets and take action right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Now, it's time for a quick break. But when we come back, find out how these lower markets can actually help you. It's all coming up next. Stick around.
the street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace. And she slams the door in his drunken face. And now it stands.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And isn't that name right now, Protect Your Assets, so relevant when markets have really been pretty difficult this year? There's really been nowhere to hide with all the inflation and interest rate rises that we've seen this year. It's been a pretty fascinating year. We all knew at some point that Humpty Dumpty was going to fall off the wall. And so far this year, we've been picking up the pieces. And that reminds me, if you missed the top of the hour where I did the market segment, this is where I analyze what's been going on in the market, what I think is going to be happening, any sort of allocation changes or things you may want to think about or know about, then you've got to get our podcast. Go to the following. If you use Spotify, just type in Protect Your Assets. That's right, just Protect Your Assets. And you'll see there's two different podcasts there. One is the actual show. And again, it's usually with the commercials, ex-commercials, so it's, you know, nice and tidy and clean and easy listening. But then you've also got the market segment. That's brand new. It's sort of a mugshot of me, and it's a 5 to 7 minute vignette of what I just said about the market. Now, that usually does appear on Tuesday or Wednesday. So what I just talked about at the top of the hour today will be there early next week. So again, maybe write that down if you're interested in seeing what I said last week. About the top of the S&P 500, I was pretty close. Go back and listen to the market segment podcast that's there right now from last week. And so looking at some bright sides, shall we, of market volatility overall, is that it may open up tax-saving opportunities. If you have positions that are at a loss right now in taxable accounts, considering harvesting those losses to offset any gains you might have in real estate or, say, company stock for that matter. Also, lower investment values in your IRA are really a great opportunity right now to convert those accounts to Roth IRAs. Because think about it, the stock's down right now in that particular account and you convert it and you can afford to pay the tax on that. Well, it's a lot better than it was, say, at the end of 21 when that stock was maybe 30, 40% higher. Can roll that over into a Roth IRA and then have that growth come back over the long time, hopefully, tax-free, and then take advantage of that as you start to pull it out. Remember, the Roth IRA right now is a one-way street, so you can no longer undo Roth conversions. Next, consider delaying your Social Security till age 70. If you wait from your full retirement age to age 70, you'll earn 8% per year on your Social Security income. I don't know where you can get 8% on a consistent basis from the federal government. Well, maybe I-bonds, but remember, you can only buy up to $10,000 of those per investor. So consider, for more substantial income in cash, delaying your Social Security if you are considering retiring right now. Last, consider living off your cash stash right now and try to understand how you could live off the positive side of your portfolio for as long as it takes to have things turn around. Now, this is disciplined investing, because what I find is a lot of people don't know how to do this. And it could get tougher in the market before it gets easier. And so unless you're disciplined about this, sometimes you may sell things that you really shouldn't sell. Like I had someone the other day say, well, you know, I look at my total portfolio, the bonds are down the least, you know, they're still down 5 to 7, maybe 8%, whereas my equities now are off, say, 20, 22%. Which one should I sell? And that's always a great question. You may think, well, I'm going to go ahead and sell the bonds because they're down less. But what you're forgetting about is the dividends now that those are paying, and those dividends could be much better than, say, the cash just sitting in your bank. Now, what I'd like you to do is picture a day when you don't have to worry about the market, your income, or taxes anymore. Picture a day when you're on a cruise in the Mediterranean with your wife and she looks you in the eye and thanks you for making this happen. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. Well, it all starts with our retirement checkup. So if you have a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers right now, you can have your own personal checkup at no charge. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, that number is 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone, talk to a member of my team, 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.